Blessings of light and welcome today. I bow to God and you. This is the sixth month, the first encounter, 6-1. And this is the first encounter of the month, but it is the 21st encounter in our 36 lessons. Today we're going to begin a process for this month, blending the higher and the lower self. Now, many times you believe you have to be at a certain stage to use spiritual power and spiritual consciousness. God can give you power right where you're at this very moment. You don't have to go anyplace else. God's right here and the power is here. And tonight we're going to be talking about the 9 levels of angels and the power of the angels as working with you and you working with them. You know, man has fallen away from the contact of angels. And we get so involved in our world affairs that one of the vows that I promised when I came into this dimension was to externalize the angels. And we want you all to be consciously aware that there is an angel with you at this very moment. There are angels all around the room, and you may not be aware of them at this particular point. But you soon will be aware of them as we talk about them. If you've had the old idea that angels have wings and they're like a human form, when the angel comes, you will see that image because you have that pre-programmed into your third eye, into your imagination. So in your imagination, you are then conjuring up the reflection of the angel rather than seeing the angel direct. Once in the meeting in Constantinople that took place in the year 516, there was an argument between the Eastern Church and the Western Church. The Eastern Church said that 20,000 angels could fit on the head of a pin, and the Western Church said it was 40,000 angels. So they were arguing about the size of angels. And the Eastern Church said that the Holy Spirit came through the Father, and the Western Church was saying, no, it came through the Son. And so there was an argument there. Then they start attacking each other for their regalia, and the Western Church says, well, those icons, they're causing too much problem. People are really getting hung up on the icons. And then the Eastern Church said to the Western Church, well, they're really getting hung up on those statues, too. And so there was a split in the church. They didn't get back together. So the Eastern and the Western Church has split in the year 560. And we see much of the Western Church because we're in the West here. And those things took place. There has always been an argument of what your power is, your spiritual powers. When you get it directly from God, when you go boldly to the throne and get your instructions directly from God, then there is no doubt in your mind. You may not be at that pure state. Because if you went in front of God in that pure state that God is in, and you knew in your fallen state, you would burn up in that purity of that light. It's so brilliant, so bright and all-consuming. It would just consume your darkness and turn you to light. But as you gain power and become clearer and clearer light, then you move more and more to the God-conscious state, and you don't lose your identity. Now, you may think that I'm talking in separations, like God is someplace else and you are someplace else. What I'm saying is, this part of yourself was given free will. And God is not going to come in and go over your free will. He gave you plenty of power and consciousness to have this dominion over the earth, the sea and the sky and all that's in them. He gave you the ministering of angels. And many do not use this power, even those that are very far along the path, do not use the communication from the Godhead, the angelic beings. So you must go into that field of consciousness to make it into the thrones and before the throne of God. These are guiding messengers from the Godhead. And so angel means messenger. And so it's the guiding angels. And if you have an archangel, then it's an arcing message, an arc to it. Let's discuss now these 9 levels of angels. I've got written on the board here, angels, virtues, principalities, archangels, cherubim, seraphim, powers, dominions, and thrones. These are the nine levels of angels. Now, it was very interesting when I first learned about these nine levels of angels. I was on Maui, and I was writing the handbook at that particular time, and I was changing the name of the church from Astrophysics Ecclesia, and I was saying, give us a name, dear God, that the people can understand, because every time we say Astrophysics Ecclesia, they say, what? And so we decided we needed to have a name that was more powerful and separated the school and the church so that they were distinguished one from another and not so in one kind of a unit. And so we had two nonprofit organizations at that particular time, the Ascending Rainbow Bridge of Light Center and the Astrophysics School. So we dissolved one and held only the school, and then we decided to bring out the church. And it was that summer in 1986, when we decided to, I'm sorry, not 86, but 76. We got a wave in the background from our vice president in 1976, and we were on Maui, and I was in this tent and I was meditating. I was in a 5-acre field. There was mango trees and grass grew up 10 feet, rained every day in the mornings, rainbow come out. Every day we see a rainbow. When we're out going to the bathroom, we see the rainbow and see the ocean trees all down the slopes of the mountain. It was very open there. It wasn't very populous in that area. People were pretty scattered. And so you could relax and open your aura, and there were not electric lines and things like this going overhead, though we had electric wire coming 400 feet out into this field where we had a refrigerator in the middle of a field in a tent. And the man said, that's the first time I ever delivered a refrigerator in the middle of the field. Well, anyway, let's get to our point. I'm in here meditating, and I'm concentrating. I'm saying, oh God, give us a name. Bless us, you know. And about that time, here comes this gust of wind in through the window and knocks the Bible open, and the Bible falls open to the book of Revelations, chapter 10. And I look down and it says, and a rainbow angel. It says, rainbow angel. And about that point, I just kind of went out, and I was contemplating rainbow angel, and the rainbow angel appeared and said they would show me these nine levels of angels. So they were showing me how they worked and how the consciousness manifests, how the archangel, how the angels come out and how the virtues come out and all of these things. And took me up to the Godhead and before the throne. And I thought, oh, this is so miraculous. This is so wonderful. If the people could only understand this great beauty and power and strength of God and all this that he has for them. And I says, I'm going to have to tell my students. So when I came back, I wrote this down. And when I got back on Oahu, I was over in Maui at this time. When I got back on Oahu, the first lady I saw was a lady named Helen Swanson, who is a reverend for us. And she lives in Florida. And she said, did you hear about the nine levels of angels? And she told me the nine levels of angels. And I thought, oh, well, there went my little bubble. I thought I had some kind of special information because I'd never been taken through that before. And here she tells me, and she says, well, that's, there's a lot of people know about these angels. She went right through the same list. And I said, well, thank you, God, for confirmation. And I don't mind getting it, secondhand. So the nine level of angels, it's very important to those that are on the path, that when they're working with spiritual powers, healing powers, those kind of things, that the angels can be invaluable assistance to that level of consciousness. First of all, let's take the first level here, angel. And actually, to put S on there is actually wrong, because there is not a group of these, though there may appear a group. There is only one angel, and out of that body comes all the angels. See, all of these little angels and the virtues and the principalities come out of the arcing forces. And so these first three levels are more for the personality levels of a consciousness. And so you have an angel that has a body that it has a certain power in it. Say you're praying for faith. The angel of faith will come to your aura, will drop the light in your auric structure and leave. Now, they do not penetrate your body with it. They do not go into your mind with it. They give it to you, and you must accept it, and that's how you get it in. So many people are praying and not accepting, so these angels are dropping the light, then the light's just dissipating because they haven't accepted the prayer. They may have not believed it, they may not have accepted it that way, they wanted to have trumpets or something blowing. I remember once I said, I'm really going to get in touch with Christ, and so I started sobbing and crying and pleading for Christ to appear, and oh, forgive my sins, and all these things. I went on for 5 hours. I felt I couldn't have any more tears come out. I was almost dehydrated from doing it. My voice was gone. Oh, yeah, and I was crying. I couldn't even say anything. And I was waiting. I thought, well, at least, there'd be lights, and the sky would open up, and the angels would come, and they'd blow some trumpets, and Christ come walking out and say, hi, Roy, or something like that. or hello, how are you, or something. But nothing like that happened. I didn't get a vision. I didn't have any of that. But then I lay there, and for hours I was in this beautiful, tremendous peace before I realized I was in peace. And while I was in this peace, my mind was still going over, how am I going to get in touch with Christ? See, so the mind hadn't come into peace, but I was in peace, if you understand what I'm saying. You're not the mind. So I was watching the mind in a state of peace, and the mind was saying, when are we going to have Christ? When's the sky going to open up? When's he going to come out? When the trumpet's going to blow? When are those angels going to come? Because when I was a child, I saw books of pictures of angels, and flying through the air, and they do all kinds of things, and I was waiting for all that. Then I was very disappointed because all I saw was these little speckly lights that came around. I went, what are those little speckles? There comes a blue flash, and there comes a red flash, and there comes a white one and yellow, different color flashes happening around me. And I noticed them happening around other people. And I said, oh, yeah, there's something, a spark went off there. And then I realized they were angels. And then pretty soon, as concentrating on them, I could get the message they left. Because they leave a vibratory rate of light, and then when you absorb it, it's in your language, in your consciousness, because it comes over your brain and comes into your nervous system and radiates out into your aura. So if you want to charge your aura, you have to take it inwardly, and then it comes out. Unless you take it inwardly, it won't come out. And so you must take the faith to heart. You must take the healing to heart. You must take that power you're asking God to heart. To bring it to your heart, to bring it to your heart center, and understand it, and then live it out, physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. Walk with angels, talk with angels. Once you begin to see them and start a conversation, you will start getting information, because you've opened up. Now this, you can't have one side of conversation, you do all the talking. See, what you talk a little bit, and then you create the silence, you stand in the silence, you meditate in the silence. And as you meditate in the silence, you become more subtle. And the more silent you can be, the deeper in consciousness you'll perceive. When you disappear completely, everything else appears clearly. So on the angels, I was watching the working of the angels. And they said, there's some new angels. And I said, creation's been around for God knows how long. And everybody else trying to find out, but God knows how long. I says, how can there be any new angels? He says, well, the whole body of Archangel Michael has never been used exclusively on earth because he radiates through all creation. And so there are new angels come as the earth is moving through creation. They're running into new strata and energy with the same arcing power, you see. So then these new little angels, they come and they drop the light in the auras. Well, some of them, when they first start dropping light, they'll drop the light and maybe they drop a little short and they don't quite get to the aura. Well, then another angel has to come and back them up. Well, I was watching this kind of work going on because you can see it as when you're on the other planes. You don't see bodies. You don't see human bodies. What you see is light and energy. And you're seeing their light and energy, their life essence, and you're watching the light play, a transfer between dimensional areas of consciousness. from one dimension to another dimension. There's a step down and transforming a light from the Godhead down to this third dimension and then to the second and first dimensional energies through this third dimensional power here. So it comes from the Godhead at the pure, unconditioned, all possibility, free will, unconditioned love and truth and wisdom, purity and perfection. They're all unconditioned. That means there's no form. They're the formless form. And so you can understand these angels as like formless form. They appear long enough to do that job, then they absorb themselves, or they are absorbed back into, or they dissolve themselves back into the body of the archangel. And so they're coming out of that body, and they're coming down through these fields, through the principalities, through the virtues, and coming out. So the spark starts at God, at the Godhead, and goes through each one of these dimensions. And so you can see the angels as step-down transformers of light and energy. And so for you to use this power, this spiritual power, you need to have it step down, and you've never work one spiritual power without an angelic being involved in it. The angelic beings are attached to every area of consciousness, every individual aspect of consciousness. They have a ministry to all of creation. They minister God's message to all creation. They're whispering to the smallest particles in the atom. They're whispering to you. They're whispering in eternity to the great cosmic beings, to those that whose bodies manifest and float out over all creation and interpenetrate all things. There's an angel there talking to them as well. So God doesn't let us, any of us, in the dark. If we ask to be in the light, then God is sending us the light, and the angels are light. They're light and energy, and they leave that light and energy. They go to their pure state and return back in the body. They're recharged, come out again. See, it's not like they come out of the body. They come out of one dimension into another dimension and back into the other dimension. You see what I'm saying? So they're not really going outside of the body of the archangel. They're still